Newly appointed York Region Chair and CEO Eric Joliffe says he has had a long connection with the community. Beyond serving on York Regional Police for decades, he lived in York Region communities, including Newmarket, for 50 years. He retired in 2020, after many years working with community leaders and serving the community. So, when the Barrie resident got the call from the province to step into the role, Joliffe said he felt he could take it on. "I have a deep connection to the community, and I think I have a fairly profound understanding of the community needs and some of their aspirations," he said. "I also know that I have had a great working relationship with leadership at the region. I was comfortable in accepting that opportunity again to serve the greater good of York." Joliffe stepped into the role of chair officially January 1 after the announcement of the provincial appointment in December, and presided over his first council meeting January 16. Joliffe's long history with York Region includes a decade as York Regional Police Chief from 2010 to 2020 before retiring. His accolades include the Governor General's Order of Merit of the Police, the Order of the City of Vaughan, and both the Queen Elizabeth II Diamond and Golden Jubilee Medals. He also holds a master's degree in leadership from Royal Roads University and has a certified municipal manager designation. Joliffe said there are many pressing issues facing the region, including enabling housing, community safety, infrastructure, and municipal funding. He said many millions will be needed to fund infrastructure for housing and transit. "I'm now beginning to understand this cannot be borne on the back of the local property taxpayer, that there needs to be some significant financial inputs at both the federal and provincial level, to be able to accommodate the growth." Joliffe complimented the region for added investment to York Regional Police last year. He also said wellness is also on his priority list, connecting to homelessness and mental health. The decision to appoint Joliffe came with some controversy. While several regional council members supported Joliffe himself, some questioned the process of the province appointing the chair, versus the more traditional method of regional councillors voting for their leader. Some, including Newmarket Mayor John Taylor, would also prefer to see the chair elected at large among the general population. "We have a process," King Mayor Steve Pellegrini said after the appointment. "That's why I'm calling it overreaching. Why don't they start appointing all regional members? Why stop there? Appoint your MPP, too? There's elections, there's a process. You don't like the process, change the process." Joliffe said he understands the concern but emphasized this was a provincial decision. "It's clear the province has the authority to do that. You'd have to ask them for their reasons," he said. "But in terms of my relationships, pretty much every single person around the table, I've been welcomed with open arms." The first meeting he presided over featured some surprise debate, as Vaughan Mayor Stephen Del Duca pushed forward discussion on slashing development charges. "I was under the understanding, perhaps, my first outing would not be as eventful as it was," Joliffe said. "One of my philosophies is all about listening and understanding what the issues are and allowing for a democratic perspective to let people have their voice. I think that was a great example for me, of allowing that to unfold." As the provincial election season gets underway, Joliffe said funding questions need to be addressed, with some new mechanism to help municipalities get by and fund infrastructure. "There needs to be some acknowledgement of the higher levels of government," he said. "Local municipalities can't go in on their own." Joliffe said the council will work to move the agenda along. "Working with all members of council to achieve the goals," he said. "I will do that through my typical way of engaging others in meaningful conversation and help address the priorities of our residents."